because I created Lisa Swan, and she wouldn't be where she is without me. None of these people would.
Welcome to I Used to Watch This, the podcast where we watch our favorite shows from the 70s and 80s and see what we think of them today. Here are our hosts, Mike Forgetto and Mike Sullivan.
Hello and welcome to I Used to Watch This. I'm Mike Forgetto.
And I'm Mike Sullivan.
How's it going, Mike?
It's going good. How you doing?
Okay, not bad. Yeah. So, I don't know if I sound different to everybody. I finally have moved up in the world and got a new setup. Longer using the good old, what is it, Yeti Blue, right? Was that what it was?
Yeah, was it the old Yeti Blue?
Yeah. Now I have a Focusrite Solo and I don't know what kind of microphone this is.
Clearly, you're being compensated for this sponsorship.
Yes. So, yes, Focusrite, thank you, and Sweetwater for all your musical equipment needs. We should have set up an affiliate account with Sweetwater.
We should do that. We'll do that.
I have several things from Sweetwater, by the way. I do recommend them if you do play any kind of instrument.
Let's set something up.
Yeah, I don't think we have enough followers to set up an affiliate account. I don't know.
Especially,
I don't know.
Especially
how it works.
Especially that would be buying gear, right? So.
Right.
But you know.
You know. Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
So, yeah. So what?
So all that aside, you have new toys to play with. Yeah.
Yes.
You have any?
Hopefully,
good time
it works
there?
Right. We've already done many tests, and many things have not worked correctly. So. We're hoping for the best. I still have to figure out my microphone position because I don't like the way it is right now because I can't see anything.
you sound good. Like, your face is blocked, but nobody sees you anyway, so.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Whatever. It's all good.
It's all right.
Have you been watching any TV lately?
You know, I did watch a couple of things, Mike, and let me tell you about them. So first I watched The Holdovers.
Are you looking at your notes? Oh, yeah. How'd you like that?
It was all right. I think it was an award winner, right, or nominee or something. But
definitely nominated. I'm trying to think if they won it. I think supporting actress won.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I did see that. That's like the only part that I watched of the awards. But
well, because that was like one of the first things they gave out, wasn't it?
Yeah, it just happened to be like right up front, so I saw that. But yeah, it was not bad. It was it's a story about some college or prep school kids that are held over for the holidays at school, and they're stuck with this teacher who's kind of a dick, and it follows the script that you would expect, there's some character building and bonding and.
They end up being good friends at the end, I'm sure.
Right, yeah, like that kind of thing, without spoiling it. But yeah, so not bad. Good kind of family type movie, I thought.
The biggest thing that I've heard about that is they keep talking about everyone that I've seen when they interview him, they talk about his lazy eye that was digitally enhanced to make it happen. So.
Yeah. It was noticeable.
Was it noticeable?
Like it was noticeable, and it was. I was wondering how they did it. I didn't know if they put like some kind of contact in his eye or something. But yeah. Good job.
I think it was digital.
They do call attention to it, but.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah. But
what else did you watch?
Oh, then we watched a Netflix kind of. Like what are you like a mini series? What limited series? 3 episodes. The Program, about some kids that are sent away to like almost like a juvie,
But it's I saw that pop up. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, it's like a kind of like a behavior modification or whatever. But it's like it was messed up, man. Let me tell you this. We had friends growing up. At least one friend in common that we knew that was sent to a place like this, and his whole family, man, they were, it was just messed up. So they send their kid to this place. It's just like this place. And, you know, they have all these crazy rules and shit. And you have to, like, earn your way back out or whatever. But, yeah, it's pretty messed up. And in this particular place, this girl does a documentary. She's, like, I don't know if she's a film student or what, but she does this documentary. She actually goes back to the school where she was. And it's in, like, isolated upstate New York where, like, if you escaped, you still couldn't go anywhere because it's, like, so far away from everything. And it's like the place was abandoned, but they left all the records there and like all the video footage and everything. So she had like this complete, like all she would need to make this documentary. So it was crazy. It was crazy. I recommend watching it just so you, don't send your kids away to this shit.
So it is a documentary. It's not a movie. It's a documentary.
No, it's a documentary. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it's only three episodes, but yeah, it's,
yeah.
It's messed up, and like I don't want to give away too much about it, but it's just, you know, they're not burning kids with cigarettes or anything, but there's still a lot of abuse happening. You know, it's crazy, just craziness. When think you're sending your kid away to like, you know, like a qualified school to help them and, you know, become a better person, and really they're just torturing these, like abusing these kids and like prisoners. You know, so it's pretty messed up. But with that gloomy review, how about you? What have you been watching?
Gloomy review. I did watch the second season of The Tourist came out. Remember I was telling you about that show?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You liked it, huh?
Yeah, so second season was weird.
Second season.
Yeah. Well, so the second season was weird because it was... I don't want to say a totally different show, but it kind of was. Because remember, there was about the guy who lost his memory, blah, 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 blah. He figures out kind of stuff out. And then people were chasing him. He didn't know why, blah, blah. So then this season, they go, I guess they got a letter from somebody from his home, back in home in Ireland. So they go there to find out more information about who he is. And it turns out, I'm not going to give much away, but it turns out he is part of a family, part of one of two families that are basically at war with each other.
Like, oh, wow.
Yeah. And when I mean war, I mean war. I'm not just, you know, there's, yeah. It's, yeah. So it was kind of a weird season. Let's put it that way.
Who are the two families from the south, like the McCoys and the...
Right. Well, they actually mentioned that, I think, at one point.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I can't remember what their names were, but yeah.
Yeah. Have I watched anything else?
I don't think
so. No, I don't think I have.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Usually you outwatch me.
Right. I mean, I bet I was watching TV and stuff, but I don't think I watched... Anything new, just been catching up on the shows that we have, you know. Yeah, no, yeah, I haven't watched anything else. Nothing else exciting. If something pops in my head, I'll let you know.
Please do. All right. Then I guess, you know, with that said, we should jump into today's episode.
Yeah, what do we watch today or for today? Well, actually, we did watch it today.
Yeah, we watched it today. And we're talking about today. And our recording date happens to be on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah. And, happy St. Patty's Day. Are you wearing green? Yeah. I can't.
No, well, a little bit. I've got my I used to watch this shirt on.
Oh, nice. Too bad we can't see camera.
Yeah, I'll have to maybe post a photo or something, right?
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, it's my uniform for recording. But the whole St. Patrick's thing ties in today with our episode because our main character is a giant green leprechaun, the Incredible Hulk.
Yes, he was wearing green today.
Yeah. So we got season 3, episode 1, Metamorphosis, I believe it was called.
Yes, and this was a recommendation. I don't know if we said who it was. It was Joe Batista recommended it, or Joseph. Sorry, I'm not sure if you go by Joe. I shouldn't be so informal. Yeah, so he recommended it, and I had seen parts of this one before, but he just said, you know, it's basically the Hulk. I mean, he's not on drugs, but he is at one point.
He is.
Right, kind of. Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll get into that.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, so 1979, September, yeah. Season, damn. Yeah, like you said, it was a season opener for season three. Sorry,
yeah.
My notes aren't opening for some reason. There we go.
And yeah, so, yeah, very appropriate for the times, too, I'd say, you know?
I think.
I mean, that's the subject, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was nine. I don't have much experience with with drugs when I was 9 years old, or ever, for that matter. But
no, and it's kind of an appropriate guest star for this, too.
Kind of. It's like,
I mean, hand-picked. It's right on the nose. It's like, right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the whole episode, it starts off, right, with the musical number.
Yeah. Yes, we've got Mackenzie Phillips doing, like, a female Kiss concert. And she's, right. You know, she's riling the crowd. And it's her singing. I mean, you could clearly tell it's her voice, you know, like if you watched One Day at a Time and you're familiar with.
And I did look up to see if she did any music stuff, and she did, like, with a reformed version of the Mamas and Papas, which is appropriate since her dad was in the band, but you know,
right.
I didn't know if she did anything like that outside of this, but
yeah, so she did. You know, and I don't know the whole family tree and stuff, but I know Wilson Phillips, there's some tie in there with some relation.
I don't know, look up her backstory with her dad. It's not good.
I remember hearing that.
Yeah.
her dad / spouse.
Right. Yeah, I mean, sure it's, really no wonder how she hooked on drugs.
I think she wrote autobiography years ago, right? I read that. I remember now. I read that.
Oh, did you?
Because I remember her also talking about her brother, who got into like meditation and stuff. But I don't know where he ended up. But
I don't either.
It was actually a very interesting book. I probably would recommend it if you're. Want to catch up on Mackenzie Phillips if you haven't read it and don't really know her full backstory. It's eye-opening. But
yeah. But I will say this too, though. This was not unlike with this music thing, unlike the episode where we had Donnie Most from Chips.
Yes.
Remember?
Same makeup artist, perhaps?
I think it was like the same. It might have been the same year. I should look. And The Love Boat with Sonny Bono when he was that guy. With the makeup.
We should put a montage together of like this.
Well, yeah, maybe.
But anyway, yeah. So she's rocking it, right? She's rocking the crowd, high-fiving everyone. And then at the end, a bunch of fans rush the stage.
Right.
She gets
them riled up, like you said, because she's like, do you want to go to hell where all your dreams come true? I'm like, wait, what? I don't think that's what people think about a hell being dreams come true, but sure.
Well, you know, those devil worshipers and stuff.
But. Right. By the way, the song was called Necktie Nightmare. Lyrics by the author of this particular episode. I do want to say, if anyone can please go back and... get all the lyrics for me. I'd really like to see what the lyrics are in the Shock song.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to go back and listen. I was hoping they'd be catchy. IMDb. So I'm trying to think of like Necktie Nightmare. Is it just because you're saying like corporate jobs are a drag, or is it, you know, what's the song about?
More like being hung or something like that. That's what I would think. But
maybe. I don't know.
Or hanged. I'm not sure the proper word.
Right.
Never really understood that piece. But,
yes.
All right. But so the fans rush the stage, and unfortunately, you know, a young girl gets trampled during the event. But, you know, the manager's happy because it was a good show. And I think the manager's her sister. I want to say her name's Jackie.
Sister, her friend, or something. Yeah. Jackie. Yes.
Yeah. And then she just kind of runs off stage and, you know, That's the scene right there. That's how we get into this. And it was like a full song, rock video intro, right?
It was.
Close to it. Close to it.
Not probably, maybe not quite as long as when Boy George and Culture Club played on the A team, but pretty close. But it was long.
Right.
So at this point, I was trying to figure out, is this show going to be anti-rock and roll, right? This was kind of the, I don't want to say the era where they kind of was a little bit later, but remember, you know, everyone's like, oh, rock and roll's the devil. It's, you know, I'm like, is this where this episode's going to go? But I will say this episode diverged many times from what it was, I think the point was.
It did. I had no preconceived notion of where we were headed, and I just rode the wave the whole way.
Right, yeah. I like to look deeper, Mike. I like to look into the thoughts and behind it.
I know you do.
I used to hate that in English class, but I was like, what's the theme of the book? Like, what are they trying to say? I'm like, I don't know. This guy does this stuff that's in the book. What about what else are they trying to say?
Why do you got to read
so much
into
it? What does
it
really mean? Yeah. What are they trying to say? They're trying to say to keep reading. Anyway, so yeah. So now they're driving back, her and Jackie, and she's driving for whatever reason, even though she just finished the set.
Yeah, Lisa. Her character is Lisa.
Jackie would drive. Lisa. Yes, Lisa.
Lisa and Jackie.
And also
manager.
She's taking her makeup off as she's driving, which maybe not the best idea. And they're talking in the car and, you know, she says something. I think it was it Lisa that said something about someone contacted her to be on TV for an interview. She's like, oh, no TV. It's too mainstream or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as they're flipping through the radio stations, they hear the guy mention that the girl was hurt and she's in the hospital, and Lisa's kind of affected by it, understandably, which she should be. And then she just fucking guns it. Like, all these canyon roads in Colorado and California.
It was, yeah, like instantly she's like, the bad news affected her in such a way where she started to drive recklessly on an open road.
Right. Yeah. But one thing. And then as they're driving, I don't know, did she see David? Is that why she swerved, or did she just swerve because she was lost control?
Nah, she just lost control. She's driving like nuts. So
okay. Because then she crashes into a tree and like right by where David Banner was.
Right.
Right?
Now, yeah, there's no one else on the road. And it's just it's like she crashes into a tree and he happens to be walking, like hitchhiking down the road.
It's like midnight, dark road in the mountains. Yeah, great place to be walking when it's dark.
And but not only did they crash, though, like Lisa gets thrown from the car. Like she's a good, you know, 20 feet away.
No,
from
I
the
thought
car
Lisa after. Was trapped in it.
No, Jackie, or I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Jackie was thrown from the car.
Okay.
Lisa was still strapped in it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was burning.
Gotcha. And it was burning. And since this was 1979 and the car was burning, you know what's coming up next is what?
The explosion.
Exactly. The car blows up as soon as they get her out. They, of course, they can't get the door open at first. So it's like they're messing around with the door. And I thought he was going to Hulk out trying to rip the door out.
Yeah.
And they got her out and then it explodes.
Yeah,
and he tells Jackie to call
it's
that.
It's all that leaded gasoline. I think that
maybe that's why cars exploded so much back then. It was the lead and the gasoline.
It was, but yeah, they carry her off, and the car explodes.
Yep.
And where do they get to a phone out there?
I don't know, but somehow they must have, because an ambulance came and got them. Yeah, he does say go call 911. We're in the middle of nowhere. You're just going to have to... he told her to flag somebody down.
Oh, okay.
That's what he said.
It still takes some time, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so then they end up at some fancy house, and it turns out, I think it's Lisa's house, right? Or I don't know if she shares it with everybody in the band or what, but everyone seems to be there. And Lisa and David and the manager walk in. And her brother's there, Greg. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Greg, yeah. And then, so...
Yeah.
He's like, all like, hey, you know, like, making breakfast. What do you guys want? Whatever. And...
What's up?
meanwhile, the manager's, like, trying to pay David off for, you know, saving she's just trying to be like, oh, you know, yeah, okay, right. You know, how much should I make the check out for? He's like, no, you know, I can't take money for that. I'll just have breakfast. That'll be fine, or some coffee. And so they leave the room, and Lisa starts having like flashbacks of the concert and the accident. And I'm like, this is where I thought, like, she's on acid. This is where it started.
Right.
But I was wrong. I think it was just kind of post-traumatic, you know, moment.
Yeah.
David snaps exactly her out of it. And she's like, hey, look, if you're not going to take any money, you know, let me give you a job. You're kind of like a, you know, a vagabond crawling around here. You know, you look like you could use some work. And so he's like, yeah, sure, okay.
It looks like you could use one more outfit, because those pants that the Hulk keeps busting open, somehow, I don't know how they stay together.
Well, I'll tell you, I think I discovered the secret, and I'll tell you later, but okay, later in the episode. So he's like, yeah, sure, I'll take a job, but, you know, I could be gone anytime, just so you know. Just, you know, right. He's pretty upfront.
At the drop of a hat, I might just need to leave town. That doesn't sound suspicious at
it's
all.
Not too sketchy, right?
But it was kind of funny. Oh, go ahead.
He's actually going to be helping her brother, who she says, you know, as her brother walks in with the breakfast, Lisa is saying, come on, Greg is so wasted, he can't do more than one thing at a time. So, you know, there's a little animosity there, right? You know, right from the start between David and Greg. But
exactly. And they play some, like, ominous music, like, as they close the scene out. Like, okay, we'll see you tomorrow. I'm like, what I thought was going to happen is that Greg and Jackie were, like, plotting to kill Lisa. That's what I thought the point of this episode was. Like, there were so many different weird things. I was, like, trying to figure out the whole
thing.
There
were a lot of possibilities, yeah.
Yes, there were. Yeah. All right, so now we get to the concert venue. And Greg is showing David. Did they say what his last name was in this episode? Because that was one thing I noticed when, like, looking up this episode. Is like, in this episode, he's he's David Banner. This time, he's David Banter. He's David Brenner.
Baxter.
He's David. I'm like, you got a guy, Jack McGee, chasing you across the country. Maybe try to mix it up a little bit.
Right. He sees you almost every time. Come up with something different.
Yeah. So anyway, he showed him the stage, and he's like, you know, one thing is, don't mess with those lightning bolts up there. There's these big star things up there. He's like, those are 50,000 volts. Don't touch them. And then he's like, hey, you want a few pills? Like, right after he tells him not to touch these things because he's going to die. Dude, you want
some drugs?
Safety
is not an issue. Just don't touch those. You can do drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm good. And then, as they're all talking, because now Jackie and Lisa are over there, they're talking about the stage show. And then Greg's like, oh, yeah, by the way, the new equipment didn't show up. And Lisa's like, what equipment? They're like, oh, we ordered more of those Starburst things. So more of the things that shoot electricity out. And she's like, you know, we have enough. Why do we need more? Those things kind of wig me out. And then now this is where I thought part of the plot was again. He's like, Greg is like, hey, don't worry about it. As long as you don't go past that red line that's up on the stage, you're fine.
So, yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking.
Like,
for
sure, they're going to move the line or something. You know?
Right, exactly. Somehow she's going to be killed in this. And it's like, because I think, isn't that what was the Chips episode with Donnie Most? There was someone trying to get him to die because they said his record would take off after he died. So, like, the manager and everything would get all the money. So that's why I thought it was like something like that too. But it also did make me think, it's like, wait a minute. So all you got to do is just that red line. That's it. I'm like, how many musical acts do we know of just in our lifetime who have gotten injured because they forgot where they were on stage because they're in the music, right? James Hetfield
on the wrong spot,
right?
Yep.
He like, you know, he got burned, not burned alive, but his arm almost lost all his skin. I mean, he was almost wrecked for life for playing guitar.
Yeah.
You know, it happens to everybody. So.
Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire, right? So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was only a Pepsi commercial. It wasn't even a concert.
Yeah,
that was
right.
For all you young ones, yeah, look it up. Michael Jackson hair starts on fire in a Pepsi commercial. Oh, some people think that's where he really started his drug problem, by the way, is getting hooked on pain medication from that. I'm not sure.
Interesting.
Anyway.
Don't know.
Oh, yeah. Right. But this is where Lisa does say, she's like, do we really need all this stuff? You know, Jackie's like, yeah, yeah, more stage show, bigger stage presence. She's like, but what about the tunes? What about the music? Isn't that what people are here for?
Right.
And Greg's like, yeah, dude, no. When I was in the 60s, man, you couldn't even see the bit.
Yeah, he was like, oh, more electricity. You know, we just need to keep it, you know, stage all kind of juiced up.
Like, and, what is their electric bill at a concert for that when they have to juice?
Right?
Because like, that was like everything like dimmed down when that thing goes
that's
on.
That's like that science fiction stuff where you see where they're like shooting a lightning bolt across the sky, you know, to another receiver.
But, right.
Yeah, so the stage loaded up with that. I'm sure that doesn't interfere with the equipment or anything. But
no.
And then what's – did you see David's job was to hold that wireless mic device receiver?
But it wasn't even like a – what was it? It looked like a
– It looked like a police radar gun kind of.
Right. But somehow that – I don't know if this was a thing back then. We should try to figure this out. Like, was that how wireless systems worked back then? You had to like point something at it?
To get,
I
don't know.
The signal?
Like to get – yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, now for 79, that would have been pretty advanced to have a wireless setup anyway, right?
True.
I mean, that shit was just coming online like in the early 80s when, you know, the bands were playing with that stuff. But
yeah. Yeah. I'm looking right now to see if I can find something real quick. But yeah, nothing's jumping out at me. Mr. Microphone from 1979. that didn't require anything other than your AM radio. Tune to a
look, David.
Station.
Can you tune this radio to to pick up my microphone?
Turns
I'm going to be broadcasting on 9:10 a.m. or it was like 5:60, right? It was like all the way at the other end of the dial, or like one end of the dial.
Right.
Oh yeah. Man! And then they all go into a sound check where they play another song for a while, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't catch the name of that one, but.
I think they were just part of the same. And then, is this the point where she's saying like a ballad, or was that later? I think it was later.
It was later. Yeah, like, oh. I think this is where McGee shows up.
Right. This guy, what fucking paper did he work for that he gets to roam the country and just do whatever he wants? Right, because he worked for a paper, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he worked for a paper, and he whatever he was on this Hulk story like. Nobody's
right.
Business.
Hulk
but
and
this was
murder, right?
Unrelated, this particular situation, right?
Right.
He was here about
his
the
newspaper
trampoline.
Just wanted a story about it.
Right.
His newspaper based in wherever. Like, I don't know where they are, and I don't know where the Hulk
maybe he's a started. Maybe he's a freelance writer. I don't know.
Maybe. So he just goes maybe.
But,
all right.
Yeah, so he's going to talk. He's like, yeah. They're like, yeah, that's not news. And he's like, well, it is now that she's paralyzed. And so they're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
But the sister, or whatever, the manager, she's like, still, no comment, escorts him out. So he doesn't even get to see David. So no.
No, David doesn't even know he's there. Yeah.
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 Yeah. And then they're on a break or something. And this
is
where.
Is this the part?
You're talking about the ballad. This is the part with the ballad.
Right, right. But is this the part where. McGee says something about the First Amendment, or was it later?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I remember he said that. I don't remember if it was here. Or,
yeah, because at one point later. He's like, do you know about the First Amendment? That gives me a right to be here. I'm like, but it also gives her the right not to tell you anything. And
that's
also,
right.
It's about the government silencing your speech, not a private person. But whatever.
Use it however you want. But.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everyone else always does.
So now they take a break, and Lisa and David are like, sharing a sandwich or something. They're having like a lunch, like a brown bag lunch on a stage.
Yeah.
And she's talking about the old days when she's playing in the dives and, you know, he's like, oh, the good old days, you know? And she's like, oh, then some dude starts playing. Well, before she gets to this, she starts saying how like the music really means more. Right.
Yeah.
You know, but she plays this stuff cause that's what, you know, the manager says the crowd wants, but, Then the guy in the piano, pianist, starts playing some ballad, right? And she's like, mm-hmm. I can't believe you remember that! You know, and she runs up and starts singing. And This is the first time there's actually any kind of an effect or filter on her voice at all. Like, the regular rock singing is just like her yelling into a mic, but this is actually like a studio recording, it sounded like, of her voice.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely wasn't live, but I think, like you said, I think it was still her. It just wasn't. Right. Yeah, it was.
Was David looking at her like he was love struck?
I couldn't figure that out sometimes. There was a weird vibe between them two, which, again, with her dad, it's not great. But I don't know if it was like a fatherly-daughterly thing or daughter thing or what it was. But, yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there definitely would have been an age gap there.
Yeah. Who are we to judge, Mike?
Yeah, sure. Anyway.
All right.
Oh, but anyway, yeah. So then she says, you know, they can't play that stuff because this is not the song the audience wants. They want power. And then she gets into it when she plays it, Mike, because she's feeding off the power of the audience, which I understand. I don't think that would not be true. Like, I know bands, they can feel the energy of the crowd.
Yeah, you play off the crowd, makes
them get into it. Right. But he's like, hey, that song has power too. It's very moving. And she's like, oh, just wait. This set will blow you away tonight. And this is where I was like trying to be like, okay, again, are they anti-rock and roll in this? Is this the theme of the song? You know, because they're like, this kind of showboaty stuff doesn't mean anything. It's the deep lyrical meaning, you know.
And I didn't think that but was like maybe anti-rock. That was part of it. I just thought it meant like, you know, there's more to her as a musician.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I also, at this point, too, I wrote in my notes, does she have braces? It looks like she had braces on her teeth in this scene. I don't know what that was.
I don't think so. I think she just had big teeth, because I don't think they had clear braces then that you wouldn't have seen.
It looked like she had something going on there. I don't know. But judge for yourself.
Yeah. But anyway, so he has to go to the studio. And I did right here, is she falling for him? Then there's this weird music as he leaves again. Like, is something going to happen at the studio? Now, me having seen this, I know something's going to happen there, but I don't know why we think that. But anyway, they go into the studio, and David seemingly knows how to set up musical instruments.
Yes.
He's a man of many talents, because he's just like setting up drums or whatever. Like, hey, can you patch this into line 8? Sure, no problem. Never done it before, right. But I got it. I am a smart guy. Yeah, common knowledge on how to patch in stuff into the deck there or whatever. What happens here?
So Jackie is suggesting to David, like, hey, you think David's a douchebag or whatever? Get, you know, maybe if you give him some pills, he'll lighten up, you know? And if he doesn't like the drugs, he'll take off. So,
right. What a weird thing to do. Like, hey, why don't you dose him? And maybe then he'll mellow out, you know?
Right. But he already asked him once, and he's like, no. But he asked him again.
Yeah.
You know? Like, hey, you got to at least ask someone twice if they want to do drugs.
You know? Right.
Everyone says no the first time.
But I will say, this is probably how, like, I don't know how all these people that wrote through the episode, but they're probably like, this is how people do drugs. They just tell you, they just say, go give him drugs to calm him down.
Yeah,
and that's how they get.
Just show him a handful of pills.
Yeah. He'll be better.
Right. But he declines.
Yes.
He declines. But, you know, Greg, he's like, huh. I still need this guy to loosen up, so I'm going to just slip this into his orange juice. So he just drops a couple pills in and walks away.
The orange juice that he just has sitting there with no cap on it.
Right. I'm like, when that scene first started, I'm like, oh, wow, he's drinking orange juice. That's weird. And then it clearly served a purpose later. But,
right. Well, especially because, like, back then, they wouldn't have been drinking water out of a bottle.
True.
Because that just was unheard of.
That was unheard of.
I did. Oh, and speaking of which, I've seen so many videos and TikToks or whatever this, like people like showing a clip of a TV show. Like, this dude was 40 years old in this episode. Why did people look so old back then? And someone's like, hydration. Like, no one drank water back then. It was not until the early 80s when water bottles were around and you could just have water around at all times.
And we're just going to find out now. We live longer because of that.
Maybe. Or we look better. We look more hydrated. But also, I think a lot of it, I think part of it is we also don't smoke 7 packs of cigarettes a day and are not constantly in a room filled with smoke all day.
And don't forget the bottle of scotch in your desk drawer from last week.
We talked about that last episode. Yeah.
Just when you get that tough call, you just crack the bottle open.
I do think the smoke does have a lot to do with it certain ways. But anyway. Yeah. All right. So where were we going to get? Yeah. So he drops it into there and he just goes about his day because he doesn't know.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it hits him. He's like,
pretty quickly.
Dude, look at my hand. Woo. Oh, by the way, I can't play clips because since I did get this new setup, I screwed up how clips get played. So I got to figure that out. But the music that they play when he's tripping is pretty great. It's like a weird, like, I don't know if it's like trumpet or brass or something. It's like,
That's pretty accurate. I put it was some weird horn music, not what I would associate with tripping, but it works. Like it does the trick.
Yes. It does. With the visual.
Yes. Like, if I was the creator, probably not the music I would have chose. But once I saw it, I'm like, yeah, I can feel it. You know?
So. Yeah, it reminds me of when in Futurama, Lur from Omicron Persei 8 eats the guy who's a stoner. And all of a sudden, he gets high because he ate a guy that's drugs. He's like, dude, look at my hand. He's like, my hand is so big, it could touch everything except itself. He's like, whoa. It was pretty funny.
You may be the only person.
The Problem with Poplars is the name of the episode, people. What?
Okay. All right. No, nothing. All right.
Stop eating our young.
Then he starts seeing colors. First, it was like the hand tracers. Then he starts seeing like funky colors. And then he's looking down at his feet, and he's standing in, like, what is it, like slime or glue or what the hell?
Right. Yeah, it looked like slime, but then he couldn't move his feet. And, they show him, from the outside, because they would keep, showing a shot of the people in the studio, but their backs were turned to him. And he's, trying to lift up his legs, and he's yelling, Jackie.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty good.
And then... then he starts seeing the Hulk, right? Like a reflection of him.
Yeah.
Something of him. I don't know.
He just... But coming at him. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it was weird. At one point, they were in a desert. And then at one point...
Right?
The Hulk was in a jail cell.
It would flip back and forth to, three different things. It was, the Hulk in a cage, the Hulk in a wide open desert, and the Hulk in the studio with him. And it was, back and forth. And
I did see somewhere where someone said something about this episode, there was some comic of the Hulk that kind of not really referenced this, but was similar to it, where he there was a fight within himself of who he was, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's kind of interesting.
So that makes sense. I mean, I kind of get that was happening, you know, but this is where I was saying, before you were asking, how his pants keep surviving. So he tripped. He tripped over some equipment, and he's on the floor, and the Hulk is, I don't know, he's seeing shit, and he thinks he's holding David over his head. I don't know what's going on, but then
he changed into the Hulk, and now the Hulk is seeing David. Yeah,
yeah, but when he first falls down as David over the equipment, his pants are unbuttoned, and I'm like, that's so weird that his pants are unbuttoned, but then when he's the Hulk. His pants are also unbuttoned, so it gives it a little extra room. So
you think he unbuttons them before he turns
fully into it? I think when he feels it coming on, he's like, I got to save these pants.
Oh, got to unbutton these pants. It's like when you have a big meal. Oh, got to unbutton the pants.
That's right. And he's got to do it in time, because if he doesn't, then he'll be walking around naked.
You know who should – do you remember back around this time, Chuck Norris used to do – jeans had jeans that were like for active physical people.
Yes.
They should have had the Hulk doing commercials.
They had like the crotch cut, or not the crotch, but like between the legs kind of cut out.
There was
out.
A diamond. Like, there was like a diamond in there or whatever. So yeah, you could do a like high kick expanded. In your jeans.
So you could kick someone in the face while you're wearing your jeans, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Do you need to kick someone in the face while you're wearing pants? Wear my pants. You can still right. kick someone in the face with my pants. I'm Chuck Norris.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember seeing like a magazine ads with that. I got to look for that.
Wow. Oh, guys, those of you who weren't alive during this era, you missed out on so much quality stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And don't think I wasn't tempted to buy those pants, because I was, but I never did. All right, where are we at here with this crazy tripping Hulk? Seeing snakes and shit.
At some point the cables turn to snakes. I don't know if that was when he was David or Bruce. But yeah, then he picks up the mic stand, throws him, who he thinks it's David. Then finally they hear something in the control room, so they turn and they see it. They're like, what the hell is that? They're like, call the cops.
Right.
And then this is when Greg's like, do-do-do-do-do. Just comes walking in with like, I forgot what he had. Did he have like tapes or something with? He had something in his hand, right?
Yeah, I don't know what he had. Drinks, tapes, something. Yeah.
And then they're like, David, get out of there. Get Greg out of there. Yeah. And he doesn't. And he gets launched at one point. But he doesn't get hurt.
No, it was a gentle toss.
Into the wall. Yeah. And then, so they're talking to him through the speaker to tell him to get out of there, and that's when Hulk is like, where's his voice coming from, you know? And that freaks him out, so he busts through the door and runs out into the alley.
Right. And, it's got to be an experience when you see the Incredible Hulk. And you don't know. And David's missing now, and you're like, "What the hell?"
Right.
He ate him or something, you know. So now the cops are at the studio taking pics, and again, David's not around. Mr. McGee shows up. Jackie's like, "Get his ass out of here. He's not, you know." This is where he does that First Amendment bullshit.
Right. She's
She gets him out, and then you know he's like, "Hey, I'll hunt down every roadie that was here, and I'll find out what happened." She's like,
says something like, some roadies were here, and that one was missing. Yeah, exactly.
And then David, I guess, you know, shrinks back to himself, and he walks up on Lisa hanging out in the backyard drinking, like the next morning, I guess. Right.
I guess that's when it is, yeah. But she's got the bottle polished off at this point.
Yeah, she seems hungover. I don't know.
Or something.
Yeah, she's asked him, like, where he went. He's like, don't remember. And then she just lets him go. They don't really.
Right. Yeah. I ran away from the green guy and I got lost.
Yeah. No story. He's just like,
I know.
Yeah.
But then he's like, he asks her if she needs something to eat at one point. She's like, I don't think I could keep anything down.
Yeah.
But she's upset about the girl. Understandable. Totally.
The
fan.
The paralyzed.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. I would be too. That would be hard, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But he's like, I came to say goodbye. I got my cool leather duffel bag. And she's like, you can't leave now. You're the only one I can talk to. I need you. And even though before she says about how she's hungover, she can't keep anything down, she's like, I want to go see the girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you going to sober up that fast? Oh, yeah, because he asked her if she wants coffee.
Right.
And she said, I don't think I can. I'm like, so how are you going to go see this girl later? Are you going to be hammered when you're there?
I think she was just hungover. I don't know.
Yeah, regardless.
But yeah, it still wouldn't be the best feeling. But
no.
She's feeling guilty, so she wants to go.
Right.
So they get to the hospital, and the girl's happy to see Lisa, which I wasn't sure how that was going to go down.
I wasn't either.
And she had brought her some cassette tapes and a player. And, you know, the girl, it's a young girl. It turns out she's like, I don't know, what did you say, 16, something like that?
I think they said 16, yeah.
And she's like, Wow, you look really different without your makeup on, you know. But she asked to hear the tape, so Lisa plays her one of the tapes, and it's not like the hardcore rock stuff she was playing. It was like more like the ballad.
The ballad, you know, that she was playing. And she's like, oh, I love those. I think those chord changes are cool. She's like, oh, you play guitar? Right.
They have like a bonding moment then.
Right, exactly. And she's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, well, yeah, used to. Although I don't know. They didn't say if she's supposed to be quadriplegic or paraplegic, but no, she was in an interesting traction bar. Right. It would have been nice if somehow they said, oh, it turns out I'm not paralyzed. I'm doing better. Instead of just leaving that downer in
some
there.
Some of David's gamma radiation, like, or something. You know? I was hoping for a happier ending for her, but...
Yeah.
But Lisa apologizes, and, the girl's like, you know, it's not your fault. Which, she's got years, I guess, to kind of wrestle with that, but I think she'd be a little upset, but...
She's probably on drugs herself at this point.
True. She might be feeling all right, but...
But she's like, yeah, it was a great concert. I'll never forget it. I'm like, no... You won't.
No, you will not.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry.
Right.
Now
she cures her conscience for the night. Just go in there.
Yeah. So now they go back to the house. And she says something like how the girl was, you know, she was so pretty and young. She doesn't realize what I did to her. And David's trying to talk her down. She's like, you don't understand. She's like, I planted the violence in the kids by riling him up at the show. And he's like, those seeds are in all of us, you know. I should know. Nudge, nudge.
Right. Little parallel going there.
Right. And she's like, I made that grow. Who's going to stop it? He's like, you are. You can stop it if you want to it. And she's like, yeah, you're right. And then she's like, you know what? Tonight's my last concert. I'm like, okay.
I'm like, that's not good. That's not good.
Yeah.
Like, you know that's not going to end well.
No. Go ahead.
I think then they go to the studio to check the scene of the crime for where the Hulk did some tripping. And the sister, or I keep calling her the sister because I think she's her sister.
But she is the sister, Jackie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she asked David to take something to the stage or whatever. She's like, can't find Greg. Can you take this to the stage? And then he tells her, he's like, well, what are you talking about? I thought she was canceling the tour. And then the sister gets all pissed because he's like meddling in her shit. And she's like, I created Lisa. I did this. It's all me. You know, it's just, so I'm like, oh, wow.
She's typical. Like, yeah.
Evil.
She loses it.
Seems,
It's all
and
about
David,
her.
Like, calm as a cucumber. Like, barely, he like almost like was going to laugh at her. I don't know. He was like very calm. That's how I want to be in those stressful situations, you know?
Right. Oh, and this is where I wrote at one point when she was saying like she's ready to go. I'm like, did they drug her? I'm like, is that how she changed her mind? But it turns out it wasn't that.
Oh, could be. Yeah, right.
By the way, did you notice, so he has that sheet music in his hands, which, you know, every rock and roll band uses sheet music when they're playing on the stage.
Yeah. They just
but I mean, I know they were in a studio. That's different. I'm just joking around. But it did have a title, so I did freeze frame it to see what it said. It said Raindrops. I think it said Raindrops and Everything is Dreadful Medley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Gloomy. It's gloomy.
Or it's just Raindrops, Everything is Dreadful Melody. I don't know.
Yeah.
Medley. I think there was an and in between Raindrops and Everything.
All right. Doesn't make much of a difference, but.
No.
Then what? Lisa walks into the empty venue, right? To check out the stage.
Yeah. Check it out, make sure everything's good. And she goes right up to those star things and stares at them.
So, yeah.
And does she turn them on?
What did you think about that?
Did she turn it on when she was in there by herself?
She walked over and flipped that switch to turn them on.
What did I think of this part where she was just staring at it?
Yeah. Were you like, oh, is she going to end it? This is how she's going
to
end it?
That's what I thought. Yeah, I thought she was going to end it right there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I did write at this point, too, that this episode's kind of boring.
But with that lightning bolt sizzling.
I think I said that to you that, like, this was kind of boring. And I'm like, I think all the episodes kind of were, but we just didn't know any better when we were kids because we just loved seeing the Hulk
Yeah, like, we're just waiting. It up. It doesn't really matter what happens in the show. You're just waiting for him to get pissed off enough to turn into the Hulk.
Right. We were young enough that we just didn't care. We had no idea what the plot was of the show.
Right, right. It really didn't matter, to be honest. This is where she walks past the red step for the first time.
Exactly.
Like, this is bad news. But she stands there for quite some time.
Yes.
Like it felt like minutes went by when we just looked at her standing there. But
yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah.
But then we cut to people filing in to the auditorium. Now, I don't know if you caught this. So the people outside filing in was stock footage that they used. And it was not well vetted because, like, a lot of the people were like 60s, like in their 60s walking in. It's something like that.
That's,
like,
hilarious.
I don't think these people are going to be going to, did they even say what the name of the band was?
And it's like it's an Engelbert Humperdinck concert.
Engelbert Humperdinck. Did they say what the name of the band was?
They did at one point. I don't remember, though. I don't remember what it was. They certainly did, though.
Okay. But once they show, like, the inside of the auditorium, they do show young people in there. So
yeah,
it was just the thing.
I didn't notice that. See, that's the kind of shit I don't notice. But
I just happened to see it because I was like, whoa, what is that? I don't know why. I like to look when they use stock footage. I just, like, oops. Total stock footage, you could tell, but it was very dark, so it was kind of hard to tell. Like, I know how you can like normally tell it's stock footage because it gets all grainy all of a sudden. It looks different from what they're filming on, but it would with it being dark, it was hard to tell. But then we see now we're backstage and David's walking the halls and he almost like literally runs into McGee as he's going to Jackie's door and trying to talk to her again.
And what does he have, like a full access backstage pass? Like, how does he get back there? You know?
He's press, man. He's got the press button. I guess. He can just go anywhere he wants.
Yeah. But you're right. He dodges him. And then Greg comes down and takes him, right? He's like, come on, dude. We're waiting on you. Let's go.
Yeah.
Get some shit done.
I wrote down here something like, what do you want? Blood? I'm not sure who said that. Is that Jackie saying that or McGee? Was that McGee saying that?
I don't know. Because I don't think she talked to him at all. Right?
No, I know Lisa didn't, but like Jackie through the door.
I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, I don't remember that. But I do know, like, then the fans start chanting, Lisa.
Yeah.
Not the name of the band, just her first name.
Right.
And then David's ready with the radar gun. You know, pick up that wireless mic.
Right in front of all the people trying to see the show.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like literally, like he's like front row with the gun. Yeah. And then the concert's on. The electricity's flowing. The crowd is going wild. She's like, you know, egging them on, ramping them up. They're all cheering. And then she goes up to the electricity thing, starts dancing under it. And I'm like, this is where it's going to go south.
Right.
She's going to like throw her body onto the lightning bolt. But what happened?
So now, like, the crowd is really into it. So now they're storming the stage. And now David gets trampled. He gets under there. So you know what's going to happen, obviously. He's getting under there. But it takes a while for him to get mad enough to start hulking out, which is surprising.
You don't
want to
trample on David.
No. You won't like him when he's trampled.
I was trying to remember one. Yeah.
But it takes him basically for some girl in high heels to step on his hand to really get him riled up to get him to do that. In the meantime, Lisa's up like underneath the lightning, like waving at it, you know, well above the red line. And right. Jackie and Greg, I think, do they show both? And they're both freaked out about it. So I'm like, so they weren't trying to kill her. I'm like, okay.
No,
I guess.
Right.
They both eventually notice
and they're like, who? You know,
yeah.
Don't do that.
So now the Hulk busts out, he jumps up. Surprising he doesn't throw any kids like launching them out.
Just rows of kids at a time. He's just to his left and right, just swatting them.
7 more people were paralyzed at a concert last night. So he goes, jumps up on stage and just basically grabs Lisa off the away from the lightning and puts her down, right? Basically.
Yeah, just kind of gently like turns her around and sets her down.
Yeah. And then he goes up to the lightning and starts like King Konging it, like just trying to like rock it back and forth. Right? But then he's like shooting like lightning out of his hand because he's like creating an arc basically. And
right.
I don't know if you saw that a couple of times. And the crowd is fucking loving it because they think this is part of the show.
Right. And meanwhile, the guitarist is still playing. He's just jamming.
That's right. Everyone else left the stage except the guitar guy. He has no idea what's going on.
He's got his eyes closed. He's just jamming, you know. He's really into
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, he's just fucking rocking out, man. He's totally into his guitar solo. And, what?
The Hulk is, like, doing some poses and shit for the crowd.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
You know?
It was, yeah, it was pretty good. And meantime, Jack McGee sees it going on. He's like, call the police. I can't remember. This obviously must not have been the first time he actually saw the Hulk. But. And now, as this is kind of going on, now all of a sudden we hear Lisa in a voiceover talking about how, you know, she almost electrocuted herself. And she's like, I realize now that that was a mistake. That wouldn't have done anything if I killed myself with that. It would have just created more of a frenzy because the crowd would have fed off of that.
Right.
And so.
And she's right, really.
Yeah. She's like, you know, because they wouldn't have known it was fake, probably. So basically, now it's an anti-suicide message that suicide is not worth it. I mean, there were so many things. Anti-drugs, anti-suicide, both good things. Don't get me wrong. Anti-rock and roll, maybe.
Anti-press.
Anti-press. I don't know, stage show.
I'm sure other thing. Yeah, right.
And then we cut to they're in the studio talking.
Yeah, so that voiceover was kind of like an intermingling between the voiceover and them having this chat, Lisa and David having this chat.
Right.
And it was, you know, basically, you know, it was all good. She's going to play her own music now. She's got a change of heart. And so does Jackie. They're going to take a step back now and do more of the music she wants to do.
Right. She says Jackie listens to her now.
Right.
And which is nice.
At some point, you know, they're like, I don't think they said it beats suicide, but.
Says whatever happens, it beats suicide. Someone said that.
All right. So they did say that out loud. Okay. And then she's like, hey, David, I want you to hear this. Mm. And she plays like a couple bars on the piano. And he's like, that was beautiful. I'm like, oh, I thought there was going to be more. Like,
right, exactly. It's like, boop, boop. That's all I got so far.
Right. Just start four
notes. I'm working on the lyrics. Yeah. Right. She's working on lyrics, but I'm like, you might want to finish off the music first.
Yeah. And then they hug, and she's like, you know, she's going to miss him.
Mm-hmm.
And David hits the road, and then they cue that sad music at the end. I remember saying that before. Like, that music depressed me as a kid. And I don't know if I said this before, but I was thinking about it. And I think, was this on, like, Sunday nights?
It might have been, yeah. I'm not sure.
So I think that music, combined with the fact that I had to go to school in the morning, was super depressing to me. So
yeah. In 79? You were depressed about having to go to school?
I was. Believe it or not, I was traumatized.
What grade were you in 79?
Shit, I don't know. I was 9. So what are you? What grade are you in? 4th, 5th grade? Something like that?
Maybe. Yeah, like probably.
79.
Yeah.
Something like that. 3rd grade was traumatic for me. I'll tell you that.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Sorry for
Yeah, and
day.
That's it. Right. Oh, then I did right here. I'm like, that'd be funny if he was hitchhiking and then McGee just pulled up and gave him a ride.
They're just
driving out of town.
That'd be a great ending.
Yes.
And that was it, man. The Hulk tripping. Right.
By the way, I was reading some of the reviews on IMDb of this episode because I wanted to see if someone had the lyrics. And someone's like, I don't know if this was a joke. I want to say maybe it is, but it says, I'll start right off saying that I don't like music performers who put a bunch of weird makeup on their faces and do the devil worship thing. It turns me off. I don't dig the makeup trip, and I don't dig devil worship. I'm like, I don't think that's really what this was. This was just a stage thing. Like Kiss, they just had makeup on to differentiate themselves. But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, not so much the devil, but it's got me longing for Mr. Microphone, though, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, baby, I'll be back to pick you up later.
Hell
hey,
yeah.
Good looking. Hey, good looking.
Hey, good looking. Yeah. Classic. Where's that guy today, I wonder?
I don't know.
Who knows? All right.
It was a while ago. All right, anything else you want to say about this one?
No.
It was cool seeing Hulk trip. I do remember, like I said, seeing that part of this episode recently.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. But
it's always good. And having Mackenzie Phillips.
Any other drug abuse episodes anyone knows of? I'd like to hear about them. Just let us know.
I will say, in this one, Mackenzie Phillips, this was pre her getting straightened out, I guess.
I didn't know that.
I mean, I think she was in and out of rehab a bunch of times. But I was looking up, it says, like, in her third season of One Day at a Time in 77, she was arrested for disorderly conduct and drug and alcohol abuse or whatever. And they finally, like, fired her in 1980. So after this.
Okay.
She did go into rehab after two overdoses in 81.
Damn.
But in 82, she relapsed again. And she really didn't, according to that, I don't know if she officially was clean, but in 92. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Rough
hope
life.
For the best. Hope she's doing all right. Haven't really heard anything.
Okay.
Recently,
what's that?
I hope she's doing well. Haven't really heard anything from her in recent years, but hope for the best.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be nice.
That's it. That's all I got, Mike.
That's all I got too. Thanks for this episode, Joe. We appreciate it. We always like to hear recommendations. Because sometimes we don't like thinking about stuff.
That's right.
So, yeah. Any recommendations, hit us up either on Twitter or whatever, X, Instagram, Facebook, something like that. All right. For this episode, I used to watch this. I am Mike Forgetto.
And I'm Mike Sullivan. Bye.
Well, talk to you later.
That's it for this episode of I Used to Watch This. Visit us at IUsedToWatchThis.com, Facebook.com/IUsedToWatchThis, Twitter @IUsedTheNumber2WatchThis, and Instagram.com/IUsedToWatchThis. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever your favorite podcasts are available. Thanks for listening.